This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The M&A talk the past week or so, that's mergers and acquisitions, has centered around a company called Salesforce. Microsoft has been bandied about as a buyer, Oracle at some point as well. Clearly, only the biggies need apply because Salesforce has a market capitalization, a market value of $47 billion. That, in turn, raises a couple of questions. First of all, why would anybody pay anywhere close to that kind of money for a company that doesn't make a profit, as Salesforce doesn't? Number two, Salesforce, what is it that they do again? Here's Marketplace's Dan Weissman.
Salesforce offers customer relations management, basically a master database with all your contacts, or all your team's contacts, or all the contacts across your whole business, and the progress of every sale and contract. And people who like it, they really like it.
I tell people it's like a cult or religion.
That's Gabe Arnold. He consults with businesses on tech for marketing systems, and he runs a LinkedIn group called Salesforce Power Users with more than 30,000 members.
Salesforce users are extremely loyal.
He thinks a combination of a high price tag and a big learning curve are part of what makes people loyal. Once you've invested the money to buy it and the time to implement it, you're hooked. The company has grown super fast. Revenues have grown at like 35%, even if the company doesn't make a profit. Salesforce has done this by buying smaller companies and integrating itself into more functions. The dream scenario, software like Salesforce ties together sales and marketing, big data. In other words,
at some point in the near future, chief marketing officers will control more of the technology budget than the chief technology officer or the chief information officer.
That's Brian Weiser. He's an analyst with Pivotal Research. He says that's potentially a $1 trillion market for a company like Salesforce. He mentions IBM and Oracle as likely competitors. That's the dream. Andrew Bartels from Forrester Research thinks expanding into marketing puts Salesforce up against established competitors, and he lays out another possible scenario.
That at a certain point in time, Salesforce's revenues will grow more slowly. It simply can't sustain 30% revenue growth as it gets bigger and bigger.
At that point, he says, shareholders will start to want profits. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.